Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number five.
Hey, we've all had those neighbors. In fact, maybe at some point we were those neighbors. You just never know sometimes how people feel about you. There's two neighbors in Westerly, Rhode Island, who have been feuding now for 13 years.
Wow.
No idea what happened back in, I guess it was 2003, that made them hate each other so much, but it finally came to a head last week.
These two guys were screaming at each other the other night, and 50-year-old Jeffrey decided, it's time. I'm not talking about this anymore. It's time to put action into play here. He didn't have any real weapons, which is probably a good thing. So he took a bunch of corn cobs, loaded them into a potato gun made out of a PVC pipe, and started firing them at his neighbor's house. So the cops got there and they found Jeffrey drunk, shirtless, and covered in kernels of corn.
What a picture.
I know. How great is that? And he was arrested for disorderly conduct and firing in a compact area. Is it really illegal to fire a corn cob?
All I can think about is the producers of the TV show Cops are going, crap, we got all our equipment in Albuquerque. We got to get to Rhode Island.
We got to get over there now. Oh, my God. You think about the guy having all those corn cobs. I mean, that's another cornhole that you just don't want.
Oh, you did not just say that.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number four.
Yeah, I remember making some interesting customizations on my first car, a 1968 VW sedan. It wasn't even a Volkswagen Bug.
A VW
it was a sedan.
Sedan.
Yeah,
wow.
It had a trunk, and the engine was under the trunk. It was the craziest thing. I'll tell you something. This is some high quality hillbilly innovation right here, and yeah, it's super illegal too. But I got to congratulate the guy on the innovation with this, right?
Louis, absolutely, it happened in my home country of Australia. These sorts of stories just make me so proud, Cliff. So proud.
Yes.
This 32-year-old guy from Adelaide, Australia, was pulled over the other day. He was driving along in his red Mazda, and the cops saw him just kind of loitering, and so they kind of looked in his car and they saw his steering wheel was missing, and he'd replaced it with, well, let's think about this for a minute. If your steering wheel, I don't even know how a steering wheel goes missing. How do you lose a steering wheel? But what are some things that if you in a fit of inspiration, what would you replace a steering wheel with? What are some round things possibly? Like maybe I'm thinking of like if you had a child's pram or something, you might rip a wheel off that and put that on there. That'd be about the right size.
Yep.
Wouldn't it?
Okay.
What are other things that you could possibly use as a...
Think about that for a second.
I don't know. This guy went into the kitchen and he replaced his with a frying pan. The amazing part that the frying pan actually worked, but it wasn't quite street legal. And so the cops, when they were looking at that and shaking their heads and running his license plate, found that the car wasn't registered. The guy didn't have insurance. He'd altered his license plate to change the number as well. So,
and there was that stuff too.
There was all of that stuff too. Oh my God, a frying pan. I think
Can we put this up on our Facebook page? This is unbelievable.
There's no handle. I think he's taken the handle off. But even so, a frying pan. You could fry an egg on your way to work that way, couldn't you, really?
Yeah, the problem was, and I think this is what made it illegal, is it was nonstick. So his hands, like, they slid right off. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
Now, Sharon, did you have a teacher that you considered attractive when you were going to school?
Not really.
Really?
No, not really. I guess in my grade six teacher, I kind of had like Mrs. Hume, her name was, and she wasn't necessarily attractive, but I really liked her. She was a good teacher, and she wasn't unattractive, but she wasn't like a little hottie. But I think when you're a girl in grade six, you don't really, you know, unless it's a male teacher, you might think he's cute, but...
Ask me that question.
I have dear... You dog. I don't know if I can look and see the look on your face. You're like panting.
To this day, Mrs. Pippi. And you know what? She was from Australia.
Cute name too, isn't it?
I loved Mrs. Pippi.
Mrs. Pippi. You still have a little bit of a thing for Mrs. Pippi. Look at you. Your pupils are slightly dilated.
Yep.
A little flush. Oh, my God. The thing about having a hot teacher, or a good-looking teacher at least, there could be, well, apart from, you know, as a parent, looking forward to parent-teacher interviews and those sorts of things, but your child might actually do better if they've got a good-looking teacher. These studies say that students do better in school if the teacher is good-looking, and they actually had some students listen to an audio recording of a lecture and look at the photo of the person they thought was giving it. Now, some of them saw a picture of an attractive teacher and some of them saw an unattractive teacher. And then when they had to do the test on the lecture afterwards, the kids who thought they had a good-looking teacher got better scores, and they also gave the teacher better reviews.
Wow.
It's interesting, isn't it? Is it because, and I was thinking about this, and does it even translate into when we grow up and we have a job? If we have somebody who we consider to be good looking in whatever way, do we want to impress them?
I think so.
And so then even if it's a boss and you've got a boss and they're good looking, then maybe you'll perform better because it's not necessarily that you're attracted to them in any way, but it's because they're good looking and you feel like you want to impress them.
I think it's because they're attractive and good looking and all that kind of stuff. Mrs. Pippi, I tried so hard for her. Mrs. Cortez, not so much. Mrs. Cortez was, she was like Mrs. Doubtfire.
And
I found that without the humor. We didn't work that hard for Mrs. Cortez.
Oh, geez. But Mrs. Pippi, you're still hard for.
I mean,
you still would try hard for.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Number two.
This is like a scene out of the movie Bad Moms. I don't know if you caught that this summer or not, but it's a big moment. Listen, it's a big moment for parents when summer vacation is finally over and we hand our kids over to the teachers 5 days a week.
They become someone else's problem.
Here, they're yours now. Have fun with them. Hand them back to me at the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
Woo-hoo!
I know. But most parents, I mean, geez, they hold it together. They pretend to be at least a little bit sad. They might squeeze out a fake tear or something as they wave their little one off.
Love you, honey. I'm going to miss you at school.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, not these chicks. Oh, my God. This is awesome. A cop in Vancouver Island, Canada, pulled over a car that was speeding in a school zone the other morning. And when the car pulled over and the woman inside the driver pulled down the window and there were a bunch of women in there and he got hit with this strong smell
plume of smoke
weed that just came drifting out and he's like, hello. Yeah. And so they admitted they just dropped off their kids for the first day of school and they were all having a celebratory joint together. God bless them.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Now, Canada's apparently pretty relaxed about marijuana, but it is illegal to smoke it and drive, especially in a school zone.
Thank you.
But the cop, I don't know if it was a female cop, maybe she's got kids of her own, I don't know. She took pity on the mums and decided not to, you know, to kind of bring them down with a fine or anything. I just love that. Yeah, what a great story.
Give me your keys. Here's a bag of chips. Go sit on the bench until it goes away.
Yeah.
And pick up your kids on time, for crying out loud.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number one.
We all have excuses for not going to the gym. I actually don't have one today because I went last night. I made myself go to the gym.
Good for you.
I know, I'm sore today.
Is that why you're moving a little?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when you sit down, you're kind of like braces.
Yep, there are muscles that I didn't know I had that are a little bit stiff today. It's either we're too tired or we're too busy or comfortable on the couch, and I'm guilty of that, man. It's like, this show, I don't want to turn this thing off,
right,
go to the gym. No, I got to get dressed, I got to get down there. There's all kinds of excuses, the basic and traditional ones, and then there are some that are a little more unusual.
Yes, a little bit more creative. Here's some that we like that people have actually used to not going to the gym. I couldn't go to the gym because my psychic said I was going to get a call from an old boyfriend. Really? Really?
Wow.
I mean, you can put your phone there. You can have it on silent on the treadmill, lady. I mean, there's that one.
How about this one? I just did an eating contest and I can't. Well, yes. I mean, what are you doing, you idiot? eating contest, going to go to the gym to make up for it.
Yeah, exactly. This one is probably can happen. I slipped a disc putting on running socks. I know somebody who once was putting on socks and threw their back out. I mean, it's just one of those weird things. If you've got a bad back and it's susceptible to that, just the slightest wrong move can make it happen. So that I can it could be legitimate. What about this one? I would use this. I would use this one. I couldn't find a parking space at the gym, so I didn't go in. You've gotten ready, you've gotten dressed, and you've gotten there. I mean, that's half the effort is actually getting there, right?
Exactly.
And what about this
one?
Why
drive?
This one's the doozy, though.
I was going to go, but my roommate had a coupon for 50% off at Domino's. You know,
that's an easy choice right there. That's an easy choice. 50% off Domino's, go to the gym. I mean, I wouldn't need to think long about that either.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.